Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift, and we have to get right this weekend. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. I am a Gabby award-winning producer. He is the All-American national champion, former Atlanta Falcon, Michael. Don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson. He is an Eagles fan and a creepy waiver, yet he works on the Atlanta Falcons radio network, and he is my guy. Little brother, Dylan, Dylon Matthews, and his creepy wave, too. We are missing the First Lady of Atlanta Baseball, the Tofu Taster, the Queen of Improv. So shout out to Miss Allie Mack. We are missing her. She did put down that recap for us, and we always appreciate that. We miss her, and we'll have her back on Monday. Cannot wait to hopefully be talking about a Falcons win.
Yeah, little boys club Friday.
And I would just like to say real quick, I'm a Falcons fan, despite Bo's false narrative. Back to y'all.
Okay, I need the producer to turn that guy's microphone off. Hey, Mike, real quick, of the headlines, we have a huge show. First off, we have a huge show.
Huge show.
It is a very big weekend in Atlanta sports as far as what we have going with Georgia starting Saturday, hosting Alabama. And I do believe that's a blackout game, right?
That's what I've been told. Have we confirmed that?
Well, I heard Barbara Dooley. Okay. Barbara Dooley, yeah, talking about it yesterday on Dukes and Bell on her weekly Thursday appearance at, I believe, 3:40 every day. Georgia Tech travels to Wake Forest hoping to stay undefeated. And then we have here Atlanta, 1 o'clock, Washington versus Atlanta. And I didn't even talk about the LSU-Ole Miss game and the Penn State-Oregon game, some of the other big games that we'll all probably be watching on TV. But before we go any further, Mike, we do have an Arch at 8:20 to break down Falcons-Washington. But a quick catch of the headlines. Last night, the Seahawks walk it off against the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Pretty dramatic. I watched parts of that game and woke up for the last 5 minutes, which was very dramatic. Jaden Daniels, limited participant in practice yesterday. Well, maybe we'll see him. Something you and I are both excited about, and I left out the Ryder Cup.
I was about to bring the sledgehammer at you. I was like, please God.
I was gonna get
tell
to
me
it.
You're talking about Ryder Cup in just a minute.
I was gonna get to it. The Ryder Cup starts today. I have a Ryder Cup vest.
We got like an hour.
Yeah, I know. We've got three TVs, and
yes,
one of which is ridiculously on the Major League Baseball Network TV station. That will be changed. But
it's left over from Grant.
Ryder Cup starts today. And something I'm really excited about, really happy about, and it makes me feel good, especially in the kind of season the Braves have. Charlie Morton has rejoined the Braves. I think we've probably glossed over a little bit. There's been so much more happening with the football teams in the city and the state. But he's going to make the season finale start against the Pittsburgh Pirates, also a team that he played for during his career. In fact, I believe the team that he left Atlanta for when he was shipped out of Atlanta, he went to Pittsburgh immediately in the final game of his career, seemingly. And what's going to happen here is he's going to start it. I'm assuming pitch an inning, the first inning, and then I figure he'll come out and start.
Oh, no kidding.
No, start the second inning, and then Chris Sale is going to relieve him. That's what I'm assuming, is that they'll allow him to be taken out of the game so he can have his moment. But he's going to start the game, and then Chris Sale is going to take over for him at some point.
Yeah.
I hope they let him do an inning unless it looks shaky. Maybe a batter. But I'm obviously not going to be able to watch how this plays out. Because unless I pull my iPad up in between Arch and Wes during the game Sunday. But I'm really, really glad that they did this. I think it's such a great move. And it's the right thing to do for a guy that not only helped you get a world title, but was drafted by the organization, made his start, first starts here, and was a big part of this second run that we've seen. You know, I say second run, but this run that we've seen lately.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. And not to get off on a tangent here, but it is Boys Club today, so I get to talk about this if I want to. I actually had this happen in a way when I was at Bama. Saban did this thing where our last home game, we were playing Tennessee Chattanooga. We're playing Auburn on the road for the season finale, and he did this thing where he made sure that the offensive line started the next drive and got to be pulled off the field one by one on the final drive of our season at home, which was really, really cool for me, man.
Yeah, like senior day.
Yeah, it's senior day, and you go out there, and one by one, like you run a play, and the left tackle come out, and then you run another play, and the left guard come out, and all the way down, and we got a chance to kind of just have that. It's funny because I don't think – the crowd understood what was happening for like the first two, and then all of a sudden it was like one by one people are being pulled off the field from the huddle.
Were you the
crowd
last guy?
Kind of catches on? No, I can't remember who was, to be honest.
Shame on Nick. You were the captain, the All-American, fifth year senior.
I mean, maybe I was. I don't even remember. I just know that we were kind of working our way down the line of scrimmage, which was really, really cool, man. So yeah, that's going to be a cool scene for Charlie Morton. Hopefully the Braves can end the season on a strong note this weekend. And get things rolling in the right direction, man. But you're right, we got a loaded show today. We do have the 7:10 tee time. John Rahm, Ricky Hatton against Bryson DeChambeau, and the Tide Pride, Justin Thomas, which will be – we got 1 hour, dude. Like almost on the dot.
That group has got a lot more personality than people will give it credit for, because we know about Hatton and Rahm and the way they are. They're fiery guys. But think about – Bryson, who is really kind of came out of that awkward shell that he was in early in his career to have a pretty good personality, along with Justin Thomas, who is extremely competitive.
Yeah.
And is not afraid to, drop some expletives on the golf course, and Rahm as well. So that's you said it was Boys Club. Can I go here?
Go ahead, man.
Did you guys see the pictures of the dinner?
Oh, yeah. Very strong.
With spouses.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good time.
He might not be winning lately on the course, but I'm going to tell you something. John Rahm.
I agree.
He won the Grand Slam of Majors already.
Good for him.
He's winning that life.
Yeah, good for him, man. I agree with you. So that'll be fun to kind of keep tabs on. We got so much stuff to get to, like you said, man, in terms of the Falcons game against the Commanders. A lot of thoughts. I want to play some Jeff Ulbrich in just a little bit, and he's talking about the defense. But first, I do want to talk more about the college football weekend coming up, because I do think that there's so many matchups. And, I brought this question up to Pat Forty, talking to him when he had him on the show, and I said, if you had one you could watch this weekend, which one's it going to be? And he just said straight up, I had my option, and we picked Georgia-Alabama to be that game. Now, I do think that there's so many different things. Separation Saturday – I do think that when it comes to Ole Miss, LSU, we're going to find out a lot about both squads. I'm a huge fan of LSU's defense. Have you heard the comment, and I think this was Kublik that brought this up. He was talking about how Blake Baker, the defense coordinator from LSU, straight up tells his players that they're in a contract year. He's like, dude, you're in a contract year. You want to get paid? You want to make money as a college football player, NIL, all this other stuff? You better go out there and show out. And I'm like, what? Like, dude, that blew my mind. I was like, man, that is crazy to think about. But I also understand it as a motivation tactic for kids that are 20 years old. It's like, dude, you think you're just gonna walk through this thing and make money and transfer somewhere? You want to make money? Go out there and perform on the field. They'll have their work cut out for them with Trinidad Chambliss, which is a top five name Trinidad Chambliss will be starting quarterback for LSU.
Did you see the report that apparently came from Ryan McGee about Florida? And no. I know we're jumping all over, but it just when you talked about the 1 year thing, apparently that boosters had that they were going to have Lane Kiffin hired by November of last year.
I believe that.
And Scott Strickland stepped in and was like, Billy Napier's our coach next year. By November of next year. Do I believe it?
Do you like that? Would you have liked that? Which side are you on in that conversation?
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
Like 100%, like I'm not going to have revisionist.
Don't use hindsight. Yeah.
No, I'm not going to have revisionist history. I'm going to be straight up. Yeah. Last year, I'd have told you, I'm sick of this. Like, we need to wait. Let Lagway get time with Napier. Let's figure this out.
Sure.
And I was right last year. I was right because he turned it around. My hindsight?
Yeah.
Fire Scott Strickland.
And I right say now, that, you're like, man, that would have been fun.
And look, I'm not going to lie. I say that a little bit joking because Scott Strickland obviously made the right hire in Todd Golden, who if DJ Shockley wants to take shots as I get knocked off the air by what was a very heavy storm on the ocean yesterday. Is it basketball season yet? Yeah, well, when you win national titles in basketball, Georgia wouldn't know anything about that shot.
Here we go.
Then yes, but
here we go.
And I'm kidding. Obviously, Shock is my boy. You know, him and I go way back. But yeah, my revisionist history tells me it's a fireable offense. But in the moment, I 100% was with Scott Strickland because as much as I wanted Napier, I wanted changes, you can't just fire guys constantly. I don't think people understand how far it sets a program in college football back and how far it sets an NFL team back when you constantly fire people.
Yeah.
When you constantly have turnover, that people work in a way that is not conducive to success. Just ask the New York Jets. Like, ask them why you aren't. Well, when you fire the head coach every 2 to 3 years, you're going to suck.
Yeah.
It's how it works.
You also got to look at the fact that, Billy Napier did beat Lane Kiffin last year, if I'm not mistaken, right?
I mean,
what month was that in?
It was in November.
And guess where it was?
In Gainesville.
Yeah, there you go. Which maybe that's when that conversation was going to happen with the booster.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We got to get a break here in just a minute, but real quick before we do, man, I'm just telling you, I'm on level 11 in terms of this Bama Georgia game tomorrow, level 11. And I don't even know. I talked to y'all early in the week about my confidence level. I talked to you about how I feel about Georgia. I talked to you about how I feel about Kalen DeBoer. The psychoanalysis, as we brought it up this week and Allie brought it up about, what Kirby Smart is in these situations. This is a big one, man. This is a big one.
Oh, really? Well, I guess this is bad timing, but Amy and I are obviously coming home with I'm starting to call her Smiley because she smiles all the time.
Okay.
And Amy's like, yeah, you know, Mike and Lindsay haven't met the baby. You think they want to come over Saturday night?
Yeah,
And meet
That's not happening.
And I said, yeah, I mean, we could do a little dinner party.
I'm not even hanging out with my wife. My wife's birthday is tomorrow, dude. Her birthday present, I want to go hang out with my friends, and I want you to stay home with the kids and watch football.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I know. I was like, okay, sure. You know what I mean? I'll give the kids, iPads and milk. I'm like, hey, y'all go upstairs.
There you have it, Dylan. Mike turned down the chance to meet my kid again.
There you go. Yep. You keep doing it on Saturday night during Bama Jordan.
L friend.
It'll keep happening.
Oh, man. No friend.
All right, man. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we are going to break down more of that Atlanta Falcons Washington Commanders matchup. We don't know just yet who's going to be playing quarterback. Jeff Ulbrich spoke on it yesterday about the uncertainty at quarterback. You're not going to want to miss that. Stick with us here. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.